感谢主授恩典啊，我们晚上有这个机会来这里学习啊圣经。
Thanks to the grace of God, we have the opportunity to learn the Bible this evening.
相信大家都已经读过利未记。
I believe that all of you have read Leviticus.
因为根据啊读经计划就是读利未记。
Because according to the Bible reading program, you should have started the book of Leviticus.
就是没有读的话，你就读第一章第一节，然后就跳到最后一章一节，这样也算是读完了。
If you have not read it, as long as you read chapter 1, verse 1, and jumped to the last chapter and read the last verse, you also have read this book.
那就恐怕连这样子头尾都看的人也没有，很少。
But it's just afraid...I'm afraid that some might not have even done that yet.
因为有些时候啊，书本啊，最重要的就是写在第一章。
Because a lot of times for the books, the most important part is in the first chapter.
所以第一章头几句话啊，很重要。
So the first few words of a chapter is very important.
啊，有的人呐、啊、就没有耐心了、啊，看整个故事的发展，就看结局。
And some people don't have the patience to watch, to read through the entire story, so they jump to the conclusion.
啊，那我们在读创这这个利未记的时候啊，要来复习创世记跟出埃及记。
So to in order to start reading the book of Leviticus, you have to review what happened in Genesis and Exodus.
因为这样子的话，我们这个利未记的精神呢，才能够了解。
So if when we do this, then we can understand the spirit of Leviticus.
好，那我们先看利出埃这个创世纪啊，创世纪的结束啊，就是约瑟死在埃及地。
So the conclusion of the book of Genesis was that Joseph died in the land of Egypt.
那我们看人死了啊，一死百了啊，就没有什么，就没有希望，也就死就事情就结束了。
We see that once a person dies, then they are dead, and there's no meaning, and everything comes to an end there.
那埃及啊，并不是迦南地啊，埃及是在另外一个国家。
Egypt was not the land of Canaan; it was a separate country.
可是当时神对亚伯拉罕的应许啊，神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
But at that time, before the God's promise to Abraham,
啊，是要让亚伯拉罕啊，他们住在迦南地啊。
It was so that Abraham and his descendants can live in the land of Canaan.
啊、现在呢竟然、啊、一个他们认为有希望的人、啊、就是约瑟、啊、在埃及地当宰相。
But now, a person that they have hope in, which is Joseph, he became prime minister of the land of Egypt.
因为在雅各的十二个儿子当中、啊、就是约瑟、啊、比较像样一点、啊、约瑟比较有成就、啊。
Because among the 12 sons of Jacob, Joseph was the one who seemed to be better off. He had accomplished something for himself. Out of all his sons, there was finally one who was a minister of something.
啊，可是现在那个有希望的，那个大家认为他是最有出息的，啊，希望就在他身上的那个人，啊，约瑟，他竟然死了。
But the son who was the best, who everybody places hope on for the family, he was Joseph, and he died.
所以我们看看亚伯拉罕的子孙的希望在哪里呢
？So we ask ourselves, where is the hope of the descendants of Abraham?
啊，那神的应许就好像要破灭了。
It seems like the promise of God is like a bubble bursted.
那没有办法成就了。
And cannot be fulfilled.
啊，所以创世纪就是以这样子来结束了。
So this is how the book of Genesis concludes.
那当我们读圣经的话，只读创世纪就好像没有什么希望的。
If we read the Bible and we only read Genesis, then it seems like we conclude without any hope.
所以进到出埃及记啊，就是另外一个新的开始。
So entering into Exodus was a new beginning.
啊，因为神在创世纪的时候，他曾经自己显现。
Because in Exodus, God Himself appeared.
他说啊，他是什么？他是全能的神。
He introduced himself as the Almighty God.
所以在当时哈，亚伯拉罕的子孙呢，还没搬到埃及地的时候，神就这样子宣告说他是全能的神。
And even before the descendants of Abraham moved to Egypt, he already declared that he was the Almighty God.
啊，这个信念呢，一直传给他的子孙呢，亚伯拉罕传给他的儿子以撒，以撒再传给他的儿子 雅各再传给他的儿子约瑟。
And this message was passed down from generation to generation, from Abraham to from Abraham all the way down to Joseph.
好，那现在呢？出埃及记啊，就好像神要动工了。因为出埃及记，我们知道神就是要带领以色列百姓出埃及呀。
And Exodus, we know, is the exodus of the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt.
可是呢，神在动工的时候，竟然是以一个民族的浩劫为开始，民族的 disaster， 民族的浩劫啊，就是民族的不幸啊，他们。
So, but how God begins His work is out of a calamity that has befallen His people.
以民族，因为当时呢，他们做苦工啊，而且不但如此啊，法老王啊，还想要把以色列民族这个希伯来人的男孩子啊，全部啊灭种啊。
This is a crisis that has befallen on the entire people of Israel because at that time they were working as slaves, and the Pharaoh commanded that all the sons shall be thrown into the river to be killed.
啊，这个谁想得通呢
？Who can understand this？
你看，人家动工了，应该是好事情呢、啊。
And it should be a good news that God is finally about to start working.
神要开始在我们身上动工了，那至少要找到一个好工作嘛。
If God is working, then at least He should bring us a good job.
神要动工了，啊，至少要让我们的身体健康啊。
If God is working, at least He should bring good health to us.
神要动工了，至少要让我们找到一个好的老公啊，找到一个好的太太呀。
If God is working, that means we can find a good husband or a good wife.
神要动工了，要让我的生意做得成啊。
If God is working, then my business will be flourishing and have great success.
可是神的意念是高过人的意念。
But God's thoughts are above man's thoughts.
竟然是以一个民族的大浩劫为开始。
It starts with a crisis for an entire nation.
我们假设把它拍成电影的话。
We film this as a movie.
那到了大家看了这部电影，我将就不想再看了。
If everybody watches this movie, they just don't want to continue watching it.
因为我们想说啊，一定是好事情连连呢。
Because we might have thought that all these good things would come one after another.
怎么一个画面就是血腥画面？以色列民族被逼迫、受压制、做苦工。
But how come the scene is a bloody scene where the people of Israel are suffering as slaves and being killed?
那再来呢？神要找一个人来帮助这些以色列民啊，让他们得到拯救。
But what happened? God had to find one person to save this entire people.
那竟然是找到一位老人，八十岁的老人。
And the person he finds is an 80-year-old man.
啊，这位老人呢，已经被人家遗忘将近啊半个世纪之久了。
And this old man has been forgotten by the world for almost half a century.
那行，神啊，竟然是找这么一位人物。
And this is the person that God finds to save His people.
我们人是想不通的了。
This is something we as human beings cannot understand.
应该要带领那么多的百姓。
One who is to lead such a great people.
啊，至少要找到一位有钱的人呢，哈，你看他竞选什么议员哈，那个人除了讲话才有人要听嘛。
At least he has to find someone. You would think that he would find someone who is wealthy. It's just like how people who are running for government, a lot of them are very wealthy.
所以要找有钱、有势、有学问的人。
He has to find someone who is very wealthy, very knowledgeable, and has a lot of accomplishments.
可是呢，这些条件都没有。
But this person does not have any of these.
啊，去找一个牧羊的人。
He found a shepherd.
神啊，让大家跌破眼镜啊！
And this is something that God does, and everybody is in shock.
啊，不但如此呢，因为这一些人呢，本来是做苦工的。
Because these people, they were doing hard labor before.
啊，现在呢，神要让他们每一个人都当老板，每一个人都好像穿西装，要有学问的样子。
But now God wants to make this group of people who are doing hard labor dress up in suits and act very scholar-like.
本来是没有气质的，因为他们做苦工有什么气质的？
Before they just didn't have any poise because they were working hard labor. How much culture could they have?
我们看看当奴隶的人有什么气质？
You look at a person who was a slave. How much culture can they have? Of course, they can't have any.
算是一盘散沙。
They just are scattered.
因为大家都已经哀哀叫了，大家做苦工很苦了，哪有什么心情再去参加什么社团啊，什么训练没有？
Because this group of people, they've been working every day so hard that they have no time to go to join clubs or to learn things.
所以神竟然啊，就颁布十条诫命，那么简单，就颁布十条诫命。
But God just gave them 10 commandments, something as simple as 10 commandments.
还要叫摩西啊，制造会幕来维系团结以色列民族。
And told the Moses to tell the Israelites to build the tabernacle, and this united the group.
所以神的方法很简单。
So the ways of God is very simple.
所以现在以色列民族还是借着这一个哈。来维系他们的整个国家。
And even now today, the Israelites today use the same customs to unite their people today.
好，那我们现在稍微来看复习一下这个会幕哈。
So let us have a quick review of the tabernacle.
那会幕呢？它这个白色哈，这是有一个院哈，有个院子，用布帘呐啊把它围起来。
And
the
white fence around it is this it's actually a post and also covering that covers as a wall.
那我们看这个哈，这个旁边呢，总共有六十根柱子，这个四周围呢有六十根柱子。
And there are 60 posts all around the entire tabernacle.
所以做事的人啊，就形容这个六十根柱子就是六十个勇士哈，在雅各里面有六十个勇士。
And that is why in this Song of Solomon, they describe these 60 pillars as 60 strong men.
作诗的人啊，对会幕的情景很了解。
So even the psalmists, those who write poems and songs, they know about the tabernacle.
因为他也算过。
But they counted.
算过几根。
And they know how many pillars there are.
我们现在不用算了，圣经告诉我们六十根。
But now we don't need to count. The Bible tells us there are 60 of them.
这个围墙的外面啊，是这外邦人走来走去都可以的。
And outside of this fence, the Gentiles can walk about freely.
这里头呢，这个里头啊，这个围墙里头是专门给以色列民族用的。
But inside this fence is only for the people of Israel.
里头的事情啊，里头的事物啊，跟外邦人跟非以色列民族就没有什么关系。
So what happens inside the tabernacle has little to do with what happens outside, the Gentiles outside.
So 以当时的时空来讲啊，跟中国人没有关系，跟菲律宾人也没有关系，跟美国人也没有关系，只有跟以色列民族有关系。
So for that time and space, at that time, none of it mattered to whether you are Chinese or American or Filipino.
因为在里头，就是以色列人他们在走动的地方。
Because only the parts that are inside were the people where the children of Israel can walk about.
是他们在亲近神的一个地方。
Where they can draw close to God.
是他们在服侍神的一个地方。
A place where they can worship God.
所以这个外邦人呢，跟这个里头是没有份的。
So the Gentiles have no part with what happens inside.
所以一样的，我们今天就是借着主的恩典呢，已经到里头来了。
But today, through the grace of God's Jesus Christ, we have entered into this wall. So today, we have the privilege to serve God. But those who are outside have no such qualification to serve God because they can't enter.So we need to cherish and thank God that we have this opportunity to come in. But inside this, these walls, there are certain rules.
凡是外头的人要进来的话，他要遵守里头的规矩，他不能够把外头自己的方法、自己的规矩啊带进来啊。要说你们要守我的不行啊，里面有神的规矩。
If you come in, you have to follow the rules that are inside the tabernacle meeting. You can't bring all your rules and your thoughts from outside and come in there and say, I want to do it my way.
So, in this, we see here, there's a small house. There's a small house. This is called the sanctuary.
So if we look at this part, there's a sanctuary. The small house looks like a small house. That's a sanctuary. And within the sanctuary, there is the most holy place.
那经过这个祭坛啊，这边有个叫铜祭坛，这个祭坛。
And there's a bronze altar in the front.
啊，铜祭坛呢，就是在那边杀牛羊啊。
And in front, that bronze altar is where you kill the sheep and the cattle.
啊，主耶稣为我们在那边啊流血牺牲。
and is also where Lord Jesus died and shed his blood for us.
通过这个祭坛以后呢，那我们就进到这个里头了，进到房子里头来的。
And once you walk through the bronze altar, you can enter into the
那房子里头呢，有金香坛，有陈设饼的桌子，还有金灯台，这个就是做一个服事的工作，要服事。
Inside this place, you can there's a gold candlestick and also the incense, and this is where you serve God.
那里头呢，在里头有一个叫做约柜啊，就是至圣所的地方有约柜。
And within the most holy place, there is the Ark of the Covenant.
好，那侍奉还有信仰的最高点是什么
？So what is the most the peak of worship or servitude？
就是要进到至圣所里头看见神。
And the most important the climax is to enter into the most holy place to see God with your own eyes.
要到里头跟神说话。
To go enter this place and to talk with God.
所以我们现在在做主的工，在服侍神啊，在聚会要做什么
？So when we do the work of God, we come here and worship God. What are we doing?
我们最主要就是到里头看见神呢。
And what are the primary thing that we should focus on is to enter into this worship and to see God.
那根据诗篇十七篇的十五节说，只要看到神的话，那就心满意足了。
According to Psalm 17:15, as long as we see God, then it is all worthwhile.
所以正确的服事的态度，我们在服事弟兄姊妹，在做教会圣工哈，我们到最后结果都很喜乐，因为看到神的形象就很喜乐，就是进到至圣所里头，亲自看到神，听神在说话。
When we come here to serve God and to worship with God, and then we have it is like entering into the most holy place to see God and to hear Him directly, and then our hearts will be satisfied.
啊，比如说我们在煮饭哈，我们在礼拜六中午在煮饭呢。
For example, on Saturdays, we actually have cooking duties and we're cooking.
啊，假如说我们煮的很生气啊。
If we are cooking and we are very angry all the time, or we have so many complaints,
啊，这个时候就是我们还没有进到里头去的。
It means that while we are doing this, we have not entered into the most holy place yet.
啊，假如我们做圣工做得很累啊，我累死了，哇，我很累啊。
If we are doing holy work and we're saying, "Oh, I'm so tired," and we are so exhausted.
好像一点喜乐都没有，愁眉苦脸，哎呀，又什么？为什么又是排到我了？啊，已经很累了。
We're frowning all the time and complaining, how come it's me again? How come I have to do this? Then we're always complaining.
啊，这个就是有点不对啊，这个工作态度的精神就不对了。
And this is wrong. This is the wrong attitude of servitude.
因为在服事最终呢，就是要进到至圣所里头，要去朝见神，要看见神，听神说话，与神交通。
Because our ultimate goal in worship is to enter into the most holy place, to commune with God, to talk with Him.
啊，这一点呢，在新约时代哈，我们就靠着主的宝血，我们就直接可以进到至圣所里头了。
And in the New Testament today, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can directly enter into this most holy place and talk to God.
所以当时神叫摩西制造会幕。
During that time, God told Moses to build a tabernacle of meeting.
让以色列百姓有机会来服侍神呢。
And this provides an opportunity for the people of Israel to serve God.
来与神接近。
So that they can draw closer to God.
所以我们看看利未记哈。
So let's look at Leviticus.
那利未记我们就先谈到会幕。
So when we talk about Leviticus, we have to talk about the tabernacle.
那会幕我们刚所谈的就是神与人交通的一个地方。
As we just mentioned before, the tabernacle is a meeting place between God and man.
啊，我们看出埃及记啊。
Let's turn to Exodus.
二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章的二十一节啊。
Exodus chapter 25 verse 21.
出埃及记二十五章二十一节。
Exodus chapter 25 verse 21.
要将施恩安坐在柜的上边，又要将我所施给您的法版放在柜里头。二十二节。
22.
我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩坐上两基督伯中间，和你说话，和你说我要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。所以在哪里？在至圣所啊，与摩西说话。
So, the most holy place. This is where God speaks with Moses.
那我们再来看利未记的第一章第一节。
So let us turn to Leviticus chapter 1 verse 1.
因为出埃及记已经记载，会幕就造好了。会幕造好了以后呢，就进入到利未记第一章第一节。
So in Exodus it records how the tabernacle was completed, and then we enter into Leviticus chapter 1 verse 1.
那神就从会幕中啊呼叫摩西，对他说话。
So the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tabernacle meeting.
那我们刚刚已经看到嘛。所造会幕啊，就是神要与人说话，但那个是至圣所里头啊。
So as we just saw, the most holy place within the tabernacle is where God speaks to man.
啊，现在会幕已经造好了。
Now the tabernacle has been completed.
所以神就从会幕里头呼叫摩西。
So God called to Moses from the tabernacle of meeting.
所以神就从会幕呼叫他，不从别的地方。
The Lord called him from the tabernacle, not from anywhere else.
啊，但是会幕一定要先造好啊。
But the tabernacle has to be constructed first.
所以会幕在我们的心里头，现在我们的内心呢。
So the tabernacle today resides in our heart.
所以神要用我们，神要呼叫我们，也是要先把自己内心的会幕造好。
So God, in order for us to call to us, has to establish the tabernacle within our hearts first.
然后我们才能够被神所用啊。
So that we can be used by God.
啊，神才会呼召我们。
And then God will call us.
啊，不然的话，我们的会幕就是没有建好。
Otherwise, if our tabernacle in our hearts are not completed,
那就是没有准备好啊。
That means we have not prepared our hearts yet.
啊，那我们现在就进到这个利未记的啊，利未记的引言。
So let's talk about the introduction of Leviticus.
利未记的一开始啊，就要说出神的心愿，还有人的需要。
So the book of Leviticus opens with what God wants and also the needs of man.
那神的心愿是什么？
And what is God's desire in his heart?
就希望人到他那里去的。
It is that man can come to where he is.
到那里去要做什么呢？
And why does he need, what is man's needs?
我们来看哈，出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记。二十四章
，Chapter 24。
出埃及记二十四章
，Exodus Chapter 24，
第九节
，Verse 9。
出埃及记二十四章第九节
，Exodus Chapter 24 Verse 9。
摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户，并以色列长老中的七十个人，都上了山。第十节
，Verse 10。
他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明净。十一节
，eleven。
他的手不加害在以色列的尊者身上。他们观看神，他们又吃又喝，你看，又吃又喝，多么的快乐啊
！You see how they were eating and drinking? How happy were they?
吃喝就是人间最快乐的事情嘛，是吧？
Some might say eating and drinking is the most wonderful thing in life.
所以你看，要去餐馆吃饭的话，大家都很高兴呢。
So when you go to the restaurants to eat, a lot of people are very happy.
要叫你做工的话，上班的话，都愁眉苦脸的哈。
But if you tell them to go to work, everybody would frown.
所以吃饭吃喝很高兴。
So eating and drinking, this is very joyful.
啊，说这些人呢，这些长子，哇，他们也可以看神啊，他们又吃又喝。
So these elders, they were able to go there and see these things and also to eat and drink.
So 在那里享受。
And they were enjoying.
So 到神的面前来，到神这里来，就是让人啊，神要人来享受的。
So when you come here before God, God wants you to enjoy and yourself.
那对我们今天来说，享受什么？享受安息。
And for us today, what do we enjoy? To enjoy rest.
享受身心的安息。
To enjoy rest in our spirit and soul. 因为我们今天的人呢，实在是太劳碌了。Because today we lead such busy lives.
你看我们晚上还很忙哦。
Even in the evening, we're very busy.
有时候还在忙上班呢。
A lot of times we're working still the things from work.
尤其是妈妈啊，我相信，假设晚上不来聚会的话，你在厨房你都还是在忙啊。
I believe a lot of mothers would still be busy in the kitchens if they are not here at church.
不是忙洗衣服。
Or they are working on laundry.
啊，不然的话就是这些衣服破了要补一补啊。
Or taking care of clothes.
还要准备明天啊，这些丈夫啊、孩子们的便当啊。
or perhaps the lunches of their husbands or children. Or maybe cleaning all the pots and pans in the kitchen. And for the husband, maybe they have all this work that needs to be finished. It's not just being busy, but it's also the stress.
今天的人很痛苦啊, 以前的人很舒服啊, 你看, 早上出去做工, 晚上回到家里休息。
Today, people are suffering so much more than the people of old, because ancient times, if they have a hard day of labor, they come home, all they do is rest.
叫做日出而作,
so that's why they go out and work and labor, and they return home and rest.
啊, 今天的人压力很大, 啊,
but the people of today have a lot of stress.
公司的压力, 家庭压力, 孩子不乖的压力, 啊, 财产财务的压力。
Whether it is stress from work, from family, from whether their children are behaving or not, or from their finances.
有的人还有婚姻的压力,
and some people also have stresses from their marriage.
神就希望我们到他面前来享受安息,
so God wants us to come before Him so that we can receive this rest.
可是呢,
but all of us as men are unclean. As man, we have sin. So we cannot come close to God.
啊, 可是呢, 神他就有办法,
but God has a way.
So in
the book of Leviticus, there are five sacraments, sacrifices.
人的需要就是扫除到神那里中间的障碍。
So God is trying to remove all these obstacles that prevent us from coming to Him.
好像约伯记里头是记载啊,
it's just like how it is recorded in the book of Job.
人怎么能够称义呢?
How can man claim to be righteous?
约伯记是写在跟创世纪同时期的,
and the book of Job was written in the same time as Genesis.
所以很早以前呢,
so even a long time ago, they knew that since man was unclean, so they cannot come close to God.
可是呢,
but the book of Leviticus gives us an answer.
有办法,
there is a way.
啊, 神已经为我们铺了一条路,
God has paved a path for us.
那这条路就是五个祭,
and these five, this way is five sacrifices.
那五个祭是什么呢?
And what are these five sacrifices?
哦, 我们看这个图表哈,
let's look at this diagram.
抬头看一看哈, 第一个是燔祭,
and the first is a burnt offering.
那第二个是素祭,
and the second is the grain offering.
第三个是平安祭,
and the second, the third is a peace offering.
第四个是赎罪祭,
and the fourth one is the sin offering.
再来是赎愆祭,
and the fifth one is a trespass offering.
好，那这几个祭呢？ 我们现在不谈啊, 只是一个简单介绍。
And we will not go into detail of this. We're just bringing them up to introduce them.
好，那我们刚刚说啊，进到里头来也是要做服事的工作。
As we just mentioned before, even if you enter into the tabernacle, you have to serve.
那谁要做服事工作呢？做祭司。
And who is to serve? It is the priest.
那祭司啊，要了解到啊，这个服事的尊贵性啊。
So as a priest, you must understand how privilege it is to work and serve.
所以你看神就让他们穿了一件很漂亮的衣服。
So that is why God gave them such a beautiful robes for them to wear.
你看到在3500年以前就有那么漂亮的衣服啊。
And 3,500 years ago, there was such beautiful clothing such as this.
我们今天的衣服啊, 可能还没有他那么漂亮。
Even our clothes today may not match the beauty of clothes back then.
我看今天晚上很多人都是穿黑色衣服啊，黑色的。
Because I see a lot of people today dressed in black.
你看人家他是个五花杂色, 你看那么漂亮。
But look at this, this clothing has so many colors.
我们都是一个颜色而已的。
We only had one color.
啊,他哈, 这个胸牌这边有12块宝石, huh?
And the breastplate over there has 12 precious stones.
啊,这个肩膀呢,啊, 每一边有6块宝石。
And on the shoulder, there are 6 precious stones on either side.
所以我说这个大祭司啊, 是6颗星啊。
So I say that this
六星比六星上将, 现在全世界最好, 最大的是五星上将, 对, 五个星, 五颗星啊。 军人啊，五颗星。
And I say that the high priest is like a six-star general, even though the generals, the highest you can go is in this world is five-star general.
啊，全世界只有三个是五星上将而已。
But there's only five, three five-star generals, today.
我们大祭司是六星上将。
And this high priest is a six-star general.
那我们主耶稣是大祭司啊。
But our Lord Jesus is the high priest.
所以没有人比主耶稣更大。
So there's no one higher than our Lord Jesus.
因为大祭司啊，两边各有六颗星啊，六个宝石。
Because on each side of the shoulders, there are six precious stones.
所以大祭司是很尊贵的。
So the high priest is very noble.
所以服侍神的人啊，必须要先了解自己在服侍的尊贵性。
So that is why those serving God must understand how noble they are.
我们在做圣工是很尊贵的。
It is very precious what we do to serve God.
万一我们被安排做圣工的话。
If we are scheduled to do holy work,
感谢神啊，我们在属灵上是穿着那么漂亮的衣服啊，很尊贵的。
We have to thank God because spiritually speaking, we are wearing such beautiful garbs as this.
啊，头上还戴着冠冕。
We even have a crown on top of our head.
啊，还要了解这个工作的内容。
You also have to understand the nature of your service.
啊，当然我们要接受训练才能够了解工作内容了。
You have to undergo training to understand the scope of your work.
那服事有些注意的事项。
And in your servitude, you have to watch out for some things.
利未记里面都有记载哈，比如说祭司啊，不能够染俗，不能够沾染污秽。
And for example, the priests they cannot touch any unclean things.
啊，他们不能够娶这个被休妻的女人。
And they cannot marry a divorced woman.
也不能够娶妓女。
And they cannot marry prostitutes.
啊，他们要保守圣洁。
They have to keep their holiness.
所以这是个注意事项啊。
So these are things that they have to watch out for.
因为他们的身份是很尊贵的。
Because they have a noble status.
所以谁要做服事工作，就祭司要做服事的工作。
So who is to do the work of servitude? It is the priest.
今天呢，我们在属灵上都是祭司。
All of us today are spiritual priests.
在天堂哈，天堂以前有一位。大概九岁的小女孩啊，她是慕道者，她跟大人，她跟她的阿妈一起来参加聚会。
In Tampa Church, there was a little girl who was 9 years old who came and visited the church with her grandmother.
那她在聚会的时候
，And while they were in service,
她眼睛睁开啊，眼睛睁开，看到每一个信徒啊，头上都有光环呢。
She opened her eye and saw that every member in the church has a golden crown on top of their head.
她是慕道。没有听过什么道理，那些小孩子，九岁的小女孩呀。
And she was visiting, and she had not come before, and had not heard a lot, and this is what she saw.
这个宗教事情对她来讲是很不可理解，因为她还小，不知道。
And it is tough for her to understand religion because she's so little.
但是神就让她用肉眼啊，打开她眼睛，让能够看到。
But God opened her eyes so that she could see.
所以信耶稣的人是很特别的，这头上有光环。
So those who believe in Jesus are very special because we have this golden, we have this, crown.
那不是信耶稣的，当时不是信耶稣的人啊，他看到就没有光环。
But those who are there, among them that did not believe in Jesus did not have this crown.
所以我们的身份呢是很特别，很珍惜，要珍惜。
So we have a very special status that we have to cherish.
啊，再来。那神在利未记里头呢，神告诉以色列百姓，他们要保持身心的健康。
And also in the book of Leviticus, God tells the people how they have to maintain their spiritual and physical health.
啊，就是说里边呢有神告诉他们什么东西能吃，什么东西不能吃，有洁净跟不洁净的动物。
And that is like where God tells them what they can eat and what they cannot eat.
那这个对我们今天来讲啊，是很合理的。
And a lot of this is makes a lot of sense for us today.
尤其在现在哈，这个污染，
especially
严重啊。
Today we have such pollution problems.
那我们在吃鱼，比如说吃鱼的话，就要吃那个有鳞的，因为有鳞的话，它能够保护。
And if we eat fish that have scales, it is healthier because they have the scales to protect them.
要免于啊这个受外界海水的污染。
So they won't be affected by the pollution from the seawater.
那3500年以前，神就告诉以色列百姓说，那个没有鳞的鱼啊，你们不能够吃啊。
But 3,500 years ago, God told the Israelites, though the fish without scales, you cannot eat.
啊， 动物也是一样。
Same thing with animals.
神来告诉他们啊，怎么去防治这个皮肤病。
God told them how to avoid diseases of the skin.
因为当时的卫生环境不好。
Because back then they didn't have good sanitation.
医学也不是像今天那么发达。
And their medicine was not as advanced as today.
所以神就告诉他们怎么去防治皮肤病。
So God taught them how to avoid skin diseases.
就是让他们能够保持身心健康。
And this is to maintain their spiritual and physical health, their physical health.
要有一个健康身体才会身心愉快呀。
Because only when you have a physical body can you be joyful.
假如天天生病的话，这个人就不会愉快呀。
If you're sick all day, this person would not be happy.
神就告诉他们怎么样才能够蒙福。
So God taught his people how to receive blessing.
怎么样才能够过这一个健康快乐的生活。
And how to lead a happy and healthy life.
神呢就颁布哈一些律法。
So God gave them some rules.
那律法以外呢，神还颁布有七个节期。
Aside from these laws, God also gave them seven festivals.
就比如说今天啊什么。林肯纪念日啊，什么国定假日啊，这个新年元旦，这个都是假日啊，节日。
It's just like today we have President's Day, we have a New Year's and the July 4th, all of these holidays.
还有什么谁的纪念日啊，人的纪念日，很多各种不同的节日。
Or all these memorial holidays of important people that we have today.
这个节日哈，我们来看利未记。
These festivals, let's turn to Leviticus.
Leviticus chapter
23. Leviticus chapter
23. Leviticus 23, 第一节。
Chapter 23, verse 1.
神对摩羯说，你要晓谕以色列人说，神的节期，你们要宣告为圣会的节期。说这个是一个神的节日。
So this is the feast of the Lord.
很奇妙，不是人的节日啊。
This is not a festival of man.
是神的节日，是他自己的节日。
But rather the feast of the Lord, which is his God's own festivals.
因此叫摩西说，你要宣告这个日是圣会。
That's why he told Moses, "You shall proclaim them to be holy convocations."
是神所看重的。
And these are things that God looks upon.
原来是他的节期呀。
Because it is his feast.
So we, also have to look,
so we have to also look highly upon them.
And what are
these festivals? What do you do in these festivals?
Verse 3. So
Six days work shall be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath, a solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is a Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwelling.
所以节期啊，就是让人所安息。
So the festivals, the intent is to allow rest for people.
那这是出于神的慈爱。
This is out of the grace of God.
不然的话，你看我们天天工作啊，受不了。
Otherwise, we work every day and we just can't take it.
六日要做工啊，要勤劳的做工。
For 6 days, we have to work very hard.
但第七日啊，就是要休息。
But on the seventh day, we can rest.
所有的节期都是跟安息日有关系。
And all these festivals have something to do with Sabbath.
因为每个节期啊，大部分都是有个安息日。
Because all these festivals, they have a Sabbath in them.
那没有的话，神会宣布说这个就是安息日。
And even not, God will say this is a Sabbath day.
当然不一定啊，是我们每个礼拜有礼拜日的，礼拜六啊，不一定是星期六。
And of course, this might not be a Saturday.
但是呢，神说这一天呢，人要守安息日，就是安息日。
But when God says you have to observe the Sabbath on this day, then you observe it.
你要让他们得到休息呀。
Because then they can receive rest.
让他们得到身心的安息，这个安息呢，才能够有平安跟喜乐。
If they can receive rest in their body and their souls, then they can truly be joyful.
那么看哈，这个节期的意义啊。
So let's look at the meanings behind these seven festivals.
那节期就是要季节性。
And these festivals mean that there are seasons associated with them.
因为有些时候要配合收割啊。
Because a lot of times this has to do with the harvest.
因为收割的时候才有谷物能够来庆祝。
Because during harvest, that is when you have grain to celebrate.
有谷物来献祭。
and you have these the harvest that you can offer.
所以节期它是有季节性的。
So these festivals have seasons associated with them.
那节期也是有纪念性的。
Festivals also have an aspect where you remember something.
啊，比如说逾越节。
For example, Passover.
那就是个纪念性。
And this is to remember.
因为那个节日已经那个时间已经过了。
Because these are events that have happened.
可是呢，神要让他们纪念哈，这一天神怎么带领他们出埃及的。
But God wanted them to remember how God brought them out of Egypt.
所以我们在举开你们布道会也是一个纪念性的，纪念什么呢？纪念神的救恩。
So also our spiritual convocations, these are also a memorial festival. We remember how Christ died for us.
那我们有圣餐礼，叫纪念主耶稣的死。
We have the Holy Communion, and this is to remember how Christ died for us.
所以节期就是有个纪念性。
So there are festivals that are memorial festivals.
那节期呢，还具有预言的象征性。
And there are also festivals that have a symbolic meaning of prophecy.
以后有没有时间呢，再详细介绍。
And in the future, when we have time, we can go into each of them in detail.
好，那么来看看这个神对人的期盼。
So let us look at God's expectation of man.
这个利未记啊，二十七章。
So let's turn to Leviticus chapter 27.
27章啊，就是有谈到许愿啊，许愿之力。
And in chapter 27 talks about the oaths that.
在27章30节呢，还提到十亿捐。
And chapter 27 verse 30 also talks about the tithe.
这个就是要提醒我们要懂得感恩。
And it says that we should have a heart of gratitude. We should know how to give thanks to God.
从这个五祭开始我们都知道我们就可以进到神的面前了。
And from these, we can under the five sacrifices, we can enter into God.
能够来服事。
We can serve God.
还能够进入到至圣所里头跟神见面，跟神说话。
We can also enter into the most holy place to see God and to talk with Him.
能够看到神的形象，我们就心满意足。
If we can see God, then we will be satisfied in our hearts.
那同时神也颁布一些生活上的条例。
And God has also given us a lot of rules and regulations.
就是让他们生活过得很舒适。
And this is in order for the people to live a very comfortable life.
要让他们过得很健康。
To live in a healthy life.
那神也颁布七个节期。
And God also gave them seven festivals.
让他们能够得到休息。
So that to give them rest.
让他们能够欢乐。
So that they can celebrate.
让他们能够纪念以前的神怎么能带领他们出埃及。
So that they can remember how God brought them out of the land of Egypt.
这一些都是神的恩典，都是神的慈悲慈爱。
And these are all graces of God and His love.
那他们当然以前就是为奴了，就是在埃及地当奴隶的。
Because before they were slaves in Egypt.
现在身份上有了改变。
But now they have a change in their status.
所以他们就要懂得感恩了。
So now they need to learn how to give thanks.
在二十七章在许愿之力哈。
So verse 27 talked about how you can give make vows.
好，那我们看利未记是怎么结束的。
So let us read how the book of Leviticus ends.
我们看二十七章的三十四节。
Let's read chapter 27 verse 34.
三十四。
34。
这就是神在西奈山为以色列人所吩咐摩西的命令。
These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel on Mount Sinai.
所以在利未记所规定的这个就是命令。
So what is written in the book of Leviticus are the commandments of the Lord.
这个命令就是一定要去做的。
And commandments are things that you must do.
不是选项，不是要也可以，不用也可以。
It's not something that you select. You can choose which one you want to do and which one you don't want to do.
比方神的诫命现在已经有很多基督教界的朋友已经视为了好像这个选项。
And a lot of God's commandments, a lot of our friends in the Christianity have chosen not to keep.
我喜欢的我就去做，我不喜欢的我就不用去做。
I treat them like electives. If I like to do them, then I will do it. If I don't, then I don't have to do it.
我认为喜欢的，我认为重要的，我去做；我认为是不重要的，那我就不用去理它。
Those that please me, those that I think are important, I will do. But those that are not, I will not do them.
我认为我可以理解的，我就去读它；我不理解的，那我就不用去理它。
If I understand, then I will do them. If I don't understand, I won't do it.
啊，可是神的意思不是这样子的。
But God's will was not so.
神的意思说，他命令摩西的那些事情，就是命令。
But what God tells Moses are his commandments.
那命令就是必须要去做。
And commandments are things that you must carry out.
所以我们对利未记呢，假如读的话，能够把它转换成为今天生活上的应用。
So if we, while we read this book of Leviticus, if we can apply it to our lives,
那对我们是有帮助的。
And then it will be beneficial to us.
还有很多都是有象征性的。
Because there are a lot that are symbolic in nature.
啊，象征的主耶稣基督。
And they prophesy Lord Jesus.
所以这个是跟救恩有关系的。
And this has something to do with salvation.
因此必须要熟读利未记。
So we should be well versed in Leviticus.
假如读不懂的话，我们教会有书籍，大家可以看。
If we do not understand, our church has reference materials.
那你也可以进到我们的 TJC 的网站上去查考利未记。
You can also go to our TJC website to look for material.
啊，不要让它就跳过去啊，很有趣啊，你读起来的话就很有趣。
Don't just skip over it, but if you spend time reading it, you'll find that it is very interesting.
你能够了解神的话，你就会喜乐，心中就会喜乐。
If you can understand the words of God, then you will have joy within your hearts.
大家有没有读过创利未记？
Have you read the book of Leviticus?
啊，有正在看的请举手，有没有？也至少正在看的。
If you are reading currently, please raise your hand.
有没有？不要说读过一遍，你就正在看啊，不懂没关系，你看。
If you're reading right now, raise your hand.
要看哦，不懂也要看呐，要读过去啊。
So you have to try to read, even if you don't understand, you have to read.
那再加上晚上哈，晚上这样子跟大家做简单介绍，在讲什么。
So in this evening, I basically introduced you what it is talking about.
不很清楚没关系，但是你对整个图案哈有个了解就可以。
Even if you don't understand it completely, as long as you have a vague idea of what it is about, it is good.
那有什么问题的话可以问啊。
And if you have any questions, you can ask.
我们再唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.